Hi everyone, it's a pleasure to be here today. So I'm happy to share our stories, how we make Tost Mountain as a nature reserve, which is a state park in Mongolia. So Snow Leopard Conservation Foundation has been working in the Tost Mountain since 2001 through our various community-based conservation programs as well as research programs. So Tost Mountain locates 70 kilometers away from Chinese border, covers about 1,700 square meter territory. Number of studies by different organizations between 2012 and 2013 showed that the area is one of the ecologically important areas in Mongolia. Our long-term ecological study since 2009 also found out that Tost is home to a viable population of more than 20 snow leopards. So this makes the habitat is one of the highest density of snow leopards in the world. So in this area, we have been running Snow Leopard Enterprises program since 2001. The program offers income generation opportunity for rural herders who share mountain with the snow leopards. Running the program for a long time helps us to create robust relationship and build trust with local communities. It is not only handicraft income generation program, but it evolves into true partnership with communities for conservation. It has played an important role raising conservation awareness and changing attitudes of local people towards the snow leopards. So we have had long-term collaboration with the local people through these kind of programs. In 2009, we had to start another program called livestock insurance in response to a cat was killed by a herder who defended his livestock. It took us to visit many times in the area to work with the local communities to create this program. So program itself was a great example of responsiveness, I think. So this program is still running successfully in the area. While doing so, we realized that retaliatory killing was not only a threat to snow leopards, but it was but mining was. So last 15 years, mining industry has been booming business and exports more than 40% of GDP in Mongolia. So political decisions have been in favor of developing mining industry. South Gobi, where Tost is especially rich with mineral deposits of coal, gold, and other minerals. So China receives some 90% of Mongolia's exports and supplies Mongolia with more than one third of its exports. In 2010, we found out that the area entire Tost Mountain was giving away to mining licenses. So, and in the screen, you see that these light blue polygons, dark blue polygons were licenses. So as soon as we heard this news, we saw this, we didn't really know what to do. It is something that something that is new to us. However, we started learning about the issue and then deal with things that we never dealt before. And besides survival population of snow leopards and its prey, Tost is home to more than almost 300 local families living with their livestock. Traditional herding practices have been here for generations. Herders use the area throughout the year, moving around and staying in the mountain, especially during the winter time. So the first thing we did was to inform what was happening in the area to local communities whom we work with, and to discuss our strategy to make it protected, how to make it protected. So it was for us easy to work to start working with the local communities because we have been long-term collaborators. So it was important for them to understand also what would mining do to the pasture lands where their lives depend on and what land rights did they have. So while we're working, learning many aspects around the mining and wildlife habitat destruction, we noticed that the local people actually have more rights to defend the land if law is enforced. So however, it was a really challenging road to us. We didn't anticipate how much it was going to take us to protect this land. And, you know, it was just, it has been actually quite challenging times that country is trying to survive, you know, having benefit over the mining. So there's lots of political and economical bias for the mining. So for this journey, for this challenging journey, local people were our main allies for this journey. So at the same time, we started working with the local central governments and the authorities to make it some kind of protection from the mining. At the county level, by that time, there have been a number of mining companies already started functioning. And these local governments, they have already seen that, you know, what is rapid development of the mining in the country and the damage to environment. So the local government team actually wanted to protect some land. So this is where our common concerns, you know, overlaps. They also, you know, wanted to support the protect the pasture land of these people. So local government team accepts our proposal. They immediately worked processing, and by 2010 they were able to make the land as a local protected area. So after local protected area established, we started monitoring how this mining, existing mining licenses have been, you know, working there. So by 2012, we learned that the local protected area status was not enough protection. And the law still allows mining companies use the time until it expires, or there's some other illegal activities happening that didn't make protection enough. So this makes us to realize that TOS needs much higher protection, like state protected area. So it was, again, it was quite challenging. So we encountered lots of issues such as corruption, bureaucracy, political bias to mines, local people's voice wasn't heard, public was unaware what was happening on the ground. So this decision to make state protected areas not something that we make, you know, we make that decision as NGOs. So we understand that we have to work with higher level government to get the support. However, while working with all different levels of government, we were able to get the support, make some changes step by step. But though by 2015, we were not able to reach our goal to make TOS as a nature reserve. So we realized that it's not gonna, you know, happen over the few years. So in order to speed the process, we learned that we need more public pressure. So we started working with the media to help us to spread awareness and importance to make TOS Mountain protected for people and wildlife. So many campaigns, petitions were organized. Social media was very helpful. With the support of media, we were able to bring public attention into TOS and decision makers. Along the way, we learned that how to lobbying, how to present, how to use our scientific data to make decisions, you know. and how to conduct networking and bringing all different stakeholders' attention into one spot. So did local people. They also learned a lot. So many petitions they organized, and that their commitment to save their own land was quite inspiring to us. And finally, after 6-7 years of effort, Tust was declared as nature reserve, as also state protected, which is a state protected area 2016 by Parliament of Mongolia. It was such a great achievement for me and my team. And it was really good achievement for people who live, who share mountain with the snow leopards there. But the first decision 2016 identified the boundaries with 7,430 square kilometer land. But we noted that local people were not fully satisfied with this achievement. So they learned that the new protected area is actually excluded oasis, which is very important area for local people to gardening and for wildlife as well. So they themselves decided to continue to fight for this oasis to be included in the nature reserve. So in 2019, they were actually succeeded. They were able to extend the national park with by 1,535 square kilometers. So Tost is now much bigger, you know, almost 9,000 square kilometer land is now national protected area. And, you know, it was such an amazing process to watch, specifically the last portion, last piece of land, how these local people get it, you know, protected. For me and my team, we were watching on TV that how the government of Mongolia making that final decision to expand the national park. It was just quite very moving and emotional moment for us. So this is just have been made by this local communities herders. So they even learned how to be strategic and responsive, which is truly amazing achievement. So, well, yeah, this is the one of the examples how conservation should encourage local people's participation to create ownership over the land and wildlife. Yeah, so that was our story, and I would be happy to get any questions if you may have.